I was talking to Karen Locker the other day from Solutions for E-Commerce. We all know she's a sponsor of my show. She pays me. I don't want to hide that, right? The other thing she reminded me, though, is that if you sign up for her service through my link, you get $50 off, right? You knew that. I forgot that she offers an inventory health assessment. I'm like, Karen, I probably should be talking about that. That valuable service, she's going to take a look through your inventory and help you figure it out. They're going to take care of your suppressed listings. You're tired of having stranded inventory? Is inventory getting lost? When's the last time you looked at your shipments to get them reconciled? How about refunds? Has that happened? Well, Karen takes care of all that for me. She's been doing it for almost 2 years. I pay the same rate you do, but I'm very, very pleased with the service. And two guys, two well-known guys in the area, reach out to me saying, hey, you've been with her. Are you satisfied? I'm perfectly satisfied. And again, I can message her. I get the services I need. So it's Solutions for E-Commerce. The only way you're going to get that deal is using my code Momentum. I have a link on my website. You have to go there. If you're thinking about outsourcing that piece of your business, get your inventory looked at.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 206, Paul Kota. Tough name. I got it. I definitely got it. Well, get ready. I moved around some episodes because I wanted to put this out. I just came back from a Rocky Mountain conference, and I'm pumped. But to talk to Paul and how he got past the point of stuck. You know, the goal of the podcast is to help people get past stuck. And Paul was able to get past stuck. And what's cool is the people he sat between and how he got unstuck. I think that that's the power of going to a conference. Yeah, it's an investment, right? And that's what I call it. It's an investment. You got to pay for the conference and it's $500-$600. Then you got to pay for airfare and you got to pay for a hotel room and you got to pay for food and drinks and all the rest of that jazz. However, listen to what happened to Paul. The key is he put himself out there. He was vulnerable. He admits that he was stuck. Let me tell you, as a guy, that's really hard. So let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. I'm very excited about today's guest. I'm excited because here's how good this guy is. He snuck out of work at his lunch break to take this and make this opportunity available for me. That's how good of a person he is, and I always appreciate that. Paul Kota. I'm going to mess up that name. Let me do it again. Paul Kota. How'd I do?
You did great. Considering it's five letters, I think it's probably the most mispronounced and misspelled word in the universe.
There's no way I would have guessed it to be that. I mean, exactly as you're saying. I would have never, I mean, I could see it being a complicated one. What heritage is that name?
We are considered Bohemian, White Russian, Czechoslovakian, and it means fish.
Really?
Yeah.
So was it because your family were fishermen? Is that what they lead you to believe way back?
Actually, the story was told that my grandpa jumped from a train to escape whatever he was running from. We don't know what.
Uh-oh.
And then made it to the boat to get over to the United States here.
And so he was just, the name, he had it before he got here, or did they give it to him when he got here?
He had it. It's
okay.
Real.
Okay. Wow. That's something else. Okay. So, Paul, you go by Pablo Supremo out on Facebook. So if those who out there are trying to connect the two of us, that's who you are. And you and I were just together, and we were together at the Rocky Mountain Conference in Denver. I think that was a great, great conference. Would you agree?
I think we could probably have a 2 or 3 hour conversation based on the conference alone.
Hopefully in a positive conversation.
Amazing.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing.
Okay, so you're using the word amazing. And, you know, I think that's the fourth one I've been to this year, maybe fifth. And I'm going to another one this week. And I would agree. I mean, I thought the execution, you know, Paul Witter and Travis Ross put it together. But the details, as I said to Paul, and I know he handled this, the sound, because I was up on stage, the sound team that they had was probably the best. I mean, it was phenomenal on how they just made everything work and seamless. The layout of facility, the quality of the speakers, I thought was phenomenal. And the way they broke it out where you had time with every single speaker. I mean, you literally had time to talk to everyone. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even like before and after the sessions, you are able to talk to each of the speakers, and in a very relaxing atmosphere. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think the hotel lends itself perfectly because you really could walk to go to eat. You were right there, and there were so many meeting areas. And here's a lesson. If you're going to put on a conference, you need to have a place that has many, many different sort of private meeting areas, right, where, you know, four or five people can get together. I saw you huddled around the table there a few different times with different people. And to me, that's where the work gets done. Don't you agree? I mean, the sessions are great, and I'm sure my speech was phenomenal and changed the world, right? But what was cool was that you were able to really have the real work get done in a small environment of four, five, six people. And there were, man, I must have counted a dozen of those places around the facility.
Oh, it was the whole time. In fact, my voice right now still has not recovered from the amount of talking that I had done. It was really, I mean, Saturday, I was supposed to film a short document, on the event, and I couldn't even talk. It was horrible.
Well, it's horrible, but in a good way, because that meant that you got everything you needed to do. And I say it again. I mean, I just thought it was phenomenal. And as I said from the stage, you know, the key is to take action. And I saw you had a note about that too, is that, you know, my point wasn't to pitch. And I guess I might have pitched a whole bunch of people services. And I said, hey, go buy their services. I don't benefit. So hopefully everybody understands. I don't make a dime from any of them. Not one, not my friends, not my, all the companies I mentioned, not a dime. But my point was, if you want to learn merch, go hire Chris Green, because it will jumpstart your future, right? Or Andy Slamons, or Inventory Lab was there, or Bubble Fest was there, or Voldico Insurance, my insurance agent, right? Those different people, Alex from Tactical Arbitrage, Casey Geis, I'm trying to think of who else, TaxJar was there. All those different companies, Robin Johnson, Peter Kearns, trying to think of who else spoke, Nate McAllister, Eddie Levine, the Irish guys, the wholesale formula guys. And, you know, I'm just pitching all their stuff just to say, hey, look, if you connected with one of those guys, if you love Dan and Eric and the wholesale formula, that's yours, right? Go for it. If you love Eddie Levine, go hire him. Robin Johnson, Peter Kearns. And again, I don't personally benefit. I wasn't pitching to make a pitch, other than that's what the successful sellers like yourself have done to move forward. Have you hired a coach or a service in any way since you started?
I will be.
Okay, because you need to, right?
One of the best conversations I had. We spent a night at the last night at the party.
Mm-hmm.
I had snuck my way in. I didn't even know it was going on
at my party. Mine and Andy's.
Yeah.
Oh, you snuck in there. All right, we need to talk now. I'm teasing.
Yeah, no, this is a tip I learned from Liron. Am I allowed to give names?
You absolutely could give names, especially okay. Liron's.
Okay, so I listened at one point. Liron was talking about going to trade shows.
Yep.
And if they don't let you in, or if you're not invited, he said sneak in the back or the side. So at that night, I was like, you know, I'd go to bed. I got a big flight tomorrow, and we were out late the night before. And I'm not gonna just go out and go all out tonight. And as I was about ready to wrap it up, somebody had said that there's a party going on upstairs, blah blah blah. And they didn't say where. They just said there's a party going on, and it's a lot of fun. And I said, oh, huh. I could either A, go to bed, and just be done, or B, get into this party somehow.
You could have messaged me, just so you know. You could have messaged me. I would have let you in. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm a bit of an adventurer, so I didn't mind the hunt, which kind of ties into my RA world. But I went to the top floor because I figured if there's a party that magnitude, it's on the top floor. And I walked the floors until I heard the noise, and walked right in, and nobody batted an eye. And I sat down in between two amazing people, and just had amazing conversations the whole evening. I mean, just everybody was so friendly. Everybody like had such good stuff to talk about. But it really, the biggest eye opener I had was when I sat in between Scott Margolis and Robin Johnson.
Oh my God. And, okay, home run.
Scott, I sat next to Scott the first night at dinner, and we had some awesome conversation, and even later in the hallways in the hotel room. But the two of them together, basically, oh man, it was just like the cosmos exploded. I learned what exactly I need to do to make this 100 times what I'm doing now. It's just out of this world. And I can't thank both of them enough.
Yeah, I thank the world of them both. Both very, very smart. Both depth of knowledge. I mean, I talk about this a lot, about experiences, right? So you had a great experience, but you had more than just a great experience. Well, it was a great party and I had a couple beers in that. You had depth. That's where the miss is, I think, you know, because I go to a lot of different events and it's like, hey, I remember Jason Wilkie, you know, had something comment and I mentioned on stage about before the event, don't just come in here, not make eye contact, put your head down, listen to everybody, go out in the hallway, call your wife or whatever, and then go home. You're not going to get the depth. It's exactly what you did. It's sat down, put yourself out there between two people who you could sit there and say, oh my God, these people are so much at a higher level than me. They're not going to want to talk to me. No way. They're both real people.
That wasn't even all that, though. I mean, it was even the people that were, I guess, I don't want to say they were, like, lower than me in the world, but I learned so much from everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I met Shopify people. I met eBay people. I met people doing stuff that I've never even heard of. Like, you can do that? Like, that is amazing. And it was just fantastic. I mean, I got pages and pages of notes.
You know, ideas. It expands your boundaries. That's what I always say. You have self-imposed boundaries based on your experiences or what you know or what you've seen or whatever, right? We all do. And I've got mine. But every time I go to one of these things, my boundaries get a little more expanded because, as you say, you can learn from anyone because sometimes the simplest way is the easiest. Well, you could fight, oh, this big complicated scenario, and somebody's like, why don't you just do this? And you're like, oh, my God. There's the answer.
I wasn't even going to go. I never, this was my first conference ever. And I was always like, oh no, this is just going to be people pitching me stuff. And you know, I've heard everybody's podcast already. You know what I mean? And, I think it was your podcast with Paul Witter. I was driving home and I said, you know what? I got to go to this thing because it sounds like everybody I want to meet is going to be there. True. And I know that, I'm at a point, and we can talk about this in a little bit, but I'm at a point where I'm kind of stuck. And like you talk about it all the time, I'm kind of stuck. And I really needed to do something. I needed to change something. I absolutely found it. And it was, it's just amazing. It was worth every penny.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it is not an expense, it's an investment. You hear me say that a lot, right? And you're perfect example of what you should be able to expect from one of these events. But you have to put yourself out there. Fair?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
And you know, I think about every conference I go to, as you say, and they're getting more and more like that. Right. This was a great example because the venue was so phenomenal and Paul and Travis did such an amazing job. I mean, I really don't want to miss that because I sincerely mean that. Going to as many as I do, it was noticed the attention to detail. And I sit back and I think about how many people really got advanced like yourself. And I see it more and more at these conferences. More and more people are putting themselves out there. And I think it's because it's becoming more commonplace. If you're going to go, take advantage of it. Don't just sit and listen. So, okay. So I'm excited. I'm pumped for you. I'm pumped for you. I mean, I'm serious.
I am accountable for myself. I am taking action. I rewrote the business plan last night.
Whoa.
Everything is, it's awesome. It's going to be an excellent shift and it's going to be for the best.
I'll share that with Paul because I know he'll appreciate it because sometimes I know they feel like they put that on and they're like, is it worth it? Here's an example. And I remember when I said that up on stage, speakers, you have a chance to change someone's life. They do.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Do you feel like your life has changed? You're pivoting?
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm excited. Okay. So, yep. So let's say this. You cut out of your job for lunch to take this and make this call, which I truly appreciate. Otherwise, we're going to interfere with your life and kids, and I never want to do that because I'm past that point in my life, but I understand what it's like. Your focus needs to be on them. So, so you still work full-time.
I do.
And that's a challenge, right? That makes it very challenging. And you've got a family that makes it even more challenging. How do you get through, you know, like you say, you're stuck, right? These are your words. How do you get up in the morning and keep going at it and not just say, you know what, this just isn't for me. I got to get out of here.
It was getting to that point, actually. I maybe have an hour a day that I can actually work on the business. And I say here at work on, not in, right?
Good.
I've accomplished something massive in such a small amount of time. I started this back in November of 2015 with $80.
$80. Come on, man.
$80 gift card from Kohl's. In 2005, I bought a book, How to Sell on Amazon. And I read it in an airplane.
Do you know who the author was?
I want to say it was Bezos.
Oh, okay. How to Sell on Amazon.
I think it was his book. I'm not 100%. I've been trying to dig through boxes to find it. just to read it and see how different it is today compared to today. But I never acted on it. Had I acted on it, oh man, that would have been phenomenal. But I basically forgot all about it. Got into my career, heavy into the career, and then had the family, got married, got the house, had the dog, the starting child, right? My daughter, and when my daughter was born, everything changed. Everything, because you go from being a free spirit and just go hang out and have a good time and everything's crazy to now I have something I need to take care of. So your thought process changes, your everything, the way you look at money, the way you look at life, the way you look at the family, and it was going great. So we had a second child. Unfortunately, something seemed different with him versus my daughter, not as him being, a different gender, but we decided to get him evaluated, and it turns out he's autistic. He has, they don't really have levels of it. It's more of a spectrum.
Right.
But he's going to need a lot. And we had to figure that out. And they were looking at, like, what it would cost to get him evaluated, and that was like $14,000 right off the bat, like 14 grand just to get him in and get him looked at. And I'm like, $14,000? Are you kidding? Like,
not covered by insurance, I assume.
Not covered by insurance, out of pocket, 100%.
Wow.
Then we got lucky. The city and the county that we live in has an excellent program that we didn't know about. We found out through an agency that that this was available, but we went that route. We had a 6-month evaluation, people at the house, and we had to basically fight the courts to get coverage for what's going to become his therapy and what's going to happen for him the rest of his life. We got lucky and we came across the right judge. In fact, my wife did all of this. She did all of it, and got everything in line to get this $90,000 a year problem covered.
Hold on. Can I ask a second? I want to ask this question. Sure. You had to go to court legally to get them to comply.
Correct.
I mean, like, hey, we're not covering this. This is just not going to happen.
Correct. Yeah, because it's a huge financial burden on the taxpayers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want just anybody to just say, oh, yeah, I need all this money to blah, 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 because technically, if they can prove it, anybody can get it. But we linked up with the correct groups, autism therapy and awareness groups, and they approved us. So we got we got lucky.
Wow.
We got lucky.
Well, you got lucky, but it sounds like tenaciousness. It sounds like perseverance, right? Put your head down and do the work. Your wife, in essence, right? She was able to do it. I'm sure most people would have walked away.
Absolutely.
How many people do walk away? That's what my that's where my mind goes. How many people do walk away and miss all those things? So so you were able to get some help.
Yeah.
What did that do to you, though? I mean, did that put a – I mean, they say that – was it 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck? And that some that means 7 out of 10 are pretty much one or two paychecks away from a crisis like that.
Yeah, well, that's where we were. So, I'm at a point here in my career that I cannot advance unless I go back to school and, you know, spend another $60,000 to $80,000 and take classes, you know.
Can I ask what field you're in?
I'm in engineering.
Okay, so you need a degree. Yeah. It's not one of those, you know, hey, business degree, right? Engineering's it's real. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So, so I had to figure something out. Like something's got to happen, right? And I came across the FBA Master Group somehow. I don't even know how. It's one of the things, like, you just. It comes to you. I mean, maybe it was meant to be.
Put into your life. Sure. Yeah, it's put into your life for a reason.
And I followed. I listened to a podcast with Tyler Nelson and Chris from the group, and Tyler was able to make a living from Alaska selling video games.
Yep.
And he knew exactly how many video games fit inside of a box to ship out, and it just blew my mind. Like. This guy's doing great, and he's, you know, he's way far away, and that's so inspiring, right? So,
did you know how old he was at the time?
I did not.
Because he's only 22 now, and he doesn't live in Alaska anymore. So that would have put him around 20 or 21 when you, or maybe 19.
Right, I think 19 probably.
Like 19.
Guess. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It blows my mind.
So I jumped into OA X-ray when that first came out on Chris's recommendation, and thus got the $80 gift card from Raise, and was able, with the software and the tools that I had learned from the group, the FBA Master Group, to turn that into $426,000 last year in sales.
Hold on. I gotta pull that back a second. So you take $80 and you flip it and you flip it. You flip the results and you flip the results and you flip the results for a year and a half, it seems like.
About a year and a half,
Year and a half without taking any money out of it, sounds like.
I have not, no.
And you've now been able to get to $426,000 in sales, all part-time while being a full-time engineer, being a full-time dad of two kids?
Two kids,
One with special needs, I can say, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
A husband, you got a house, you got to cut the grass, you got all the same responsibilities that most everyone else does. Let me ask you this question. Your friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got lots of friends in the engineer world or in the, you know, professionals, right? Because you're considered professional in those professional world. How many of them complain and don't step up and just sit there and complain and let life happen to them and go deeper in debt?
I would say at least half of them. Some of them are at a point where you know, a lot of them aren't in this situation. Some of them are, you know, they live by themselves and
or
with their parents, and you know, but no, I would say at least half.
Okay, so half at least 50%. Think about that. Think about that.
Yep.
And here you, do you think, had your son not been diagnosed, you'd be in this position today? Have you thought about that?
I don't think I would be, no.
You don't think so? You don't think you'd have a B plan? Because you have a very strong B plan. It's probably a B, C, D plan, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it really is. You know, I mean, And how many of your friends, right, back to that 50% who aren't doing anything necessary, don't have a side hustle? Well, geez, you got more than a side hustle. That's much more than a side hustle. But, you know, and I'm not downplaying them, and I get it. I'm just saying is that the world and its uncertainty, I just saw a statistic put up here by John Lawson saying that the number is now 5,000. I've been quoting 4,000 as of the end of May. It's now over 5,000 retail stores have been closed, locations closed or announced that they're closing. 5,000. Oh, yeah. I think about those employees. I think about the cleaning companies, the people who clean the parking lots that cut the grass. I think about the trucking company that delivers things, the UPS jobs that deliver packages, right? Work it backwards to the warehouses. Work it backwards to the trucking to get it there, the trains. The factories that manufacture these things are all being impacted. That means eventually it has an impact on engineers. And I don't know what kind of engineer you are, but if you're an engineer with anything with roads, well, guess what? That could impact you. If that's if you're an engineer, chemical engineer or mechanical engineer, well, that means less work, right? I mean, ultimately, all these things impact us in one way or another. And to not have a B plan, now this is going to be really awful to say this, I think is almost a little... You're taking a chance. How about this? Let me say it this way. Do you think what you're doing is risky, selling on Amazon?
I do.
Okay.
Right now, at this point, I do. But so is my engineering job.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think it's more risky, or let me just even say it this way, than not doing something additional? I don't care if it's selling on Amazon, selling on eBay, doing a podcast, right? I make money in my podcast. It's more risky not to have a second source of income, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, the alternative for me would have been getting a second job.
Right.
A part-time job.
And how that goes to your family. How's that work?
Oh, wow. I couldn't even imagine it.
Right.
That would be devastating.
Your wife is bearing the burden then of all this, and especially because you have some special needs. I mean, that makes it even more challenging, right? I mean, be fair.
The hardest thing, one of the hardest things for me is to say goodbye to them, wave goodbye, because I can't play with them, or I can't be with them, I can't teach them stuff, you know? And if I would have to do that every night to go work at a mundane job for $8 to $10 an hour, or, you know, 15, depending on what I could find, that would be devastating.
So you and I are both proof that having a B plan gives you options. Now, right now, your option is you needed income to help pay for your family and the needs. Well, you're doing that. In my case, it was to retire early. And all of this is allowed because of this new economy, as Gary Vee would call it, this second industrial revolution. And how old are you?
I am 40. I turned 40 this year.
You're 40. So I'm 51, going to be 52 in a couple weeks. And even this old dude has figured it out. You know, how about this? Here's another thing. I want to make another observation at the conference, the Rocky Mountain one we just left. There were people there from 18. They look like they're 16 to me, but everybody looks like they're 16. All the way till 70-something, maybe even close to 80, right?
There was a guy there. I would say he had been in his 80s.
That's incredible. Think about that. And he's getting a second life. Maybe he doesn't even need the money just because of the enjoyment. I met a retired school teacher. He was retired from teaching. And he's doing this. He said, there's no way I'm sitting home, Steve. I got to do something. This is the most fun I've had in my life. I'm like, oh, my God, that's just so cool to see that. Wow. All right. What I'm going to do is this. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to start talking about the steps that you took to start building a significant business, even to the point of stuck, because I agree with you. I always say 30 to 40,000 a month, you could pretty much handle on your own. It's that next level above when it gets to be a struggle. Even if you're part-time or full-time, even a full-timer can get to that 30 or 40 mark, but then it's hard to get past it without spending time with the Robin Johnson and the Scott Margolis, or spending time in a conference and things like that. I think that's where the biggest eye-opening happens. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You've heard me talk a lot about private label, and Andy Slammons is back with a new free course. It's the Smart private label course. S stands for selecting a product. M, manufacture with the right supplier. So important. Amazing photos, keyword research, and listing preparation is the A. R stands for ranking your product to the first page of search. We all know how critical that is. And then T is taking your product to the top of Amazon and beyond. This is a free course. It's going to help you get that foundation to do your own private label productness. You want to work smarter. Get it smarter. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. AmazingFreedom.com/smart. Tell Andy I sent you. You know, at the conference, I did a couple interviews. And when you're sitting across from someone and you start to get emotional, they actually get to see it. So when I say I get choked up, that's the God's honest truth. I really do get choked up because, you know, as men, we're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're not supposed to admit that we have feelings. We're not supposed to do any of those things. Well, guess what? It's a lie, right? We all know that. And too bad. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's my show. And when I talk to somebody and they get me to that place, I mean, it brings it home. When they invest in their relationship, into their family, the number one thing, not chasing money. And I think Paul's a great example of admitting that he started to drift. But he's so quick to credit his partner, his number one in his life, Emily. And I have never met Emily, but I dig her because she helps Paul be complete, right? That old Tom Cruise, you complete me. Sounds corny, but very cool to see them be a couple because when you're one, you can do nothing but be successful. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with Paul Kokta. I got that name right again. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's so funny. I talk to so many people and I struggle. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, Steve, hey, great to see you." And I'm always like, "Yeah, I know you. But I just met 249 people before you and I'm trying to remember every one of them and I struggle. But I think as I said, you've gotten to a place that many people get to. How do you do it being so part-time? Because your family... Well, I mean, let's just say you have a big job, a responsible professional job, but then you have a family, younger family, and a family that has more requirements than a lot of other ones. How do you find time, I guess, even the strength that to persevere? I guess you had no choice. You felt like you had no choice. But how do you get there? How do you start building that from $80? I mean, what do you do? Walk us through it.
To be honest with you, if it wasn't for my wife, if it wasn't for her, I would not be here.
What's her first name?
Emily.
Emily, good job.
I'm telling you, you guys, I think I talked about her at the conference more than I did me, believe it or not. But starting out, it was me staying up till 1 a.m. packing boxes, you know, and trying to, you know, getting home from work and stopping at stores on the way home and going to Home Depot and getting boxes and tape and just trying to make it happen. It was really, really, really tough. But when I hit my first 1K day, we were on vacation. My wife worked for an MLM company and had won a trip. She became one of the top sellers. I mean,
whoa.
From out of nowhere, in this company, and she had a wonderful team behind her, and she just knocked. I'm telling you, you'd have just awesome, right? And she was setting up her own events, you know, not asking everybody else, what do I need to do, or tell me where to go. Now she was making it happen, right? And it was wonderful, but. Because of the family situation and everything I was doing, we couldn't do all that. It just was impossible. It was too much. You know, both of us couldn't be on the computer trying to take care of the kids and it wasn't fair to them either. So, so she left and we made a decision for her to stay home, with the kids because when the therapy is going on, someone needs to be there. The cost of paying another person to be there while the therapy is going on and her going to a job also costs more if you look at it in the big picture, right?
Right, but also just having her there being part of it, right? She's going to pick it up even just through osmosis and just be able to handle it going forward. That's so important. Those you're never going to get that time back. I agree. I mean, never.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, and I love the fact she can be home with them. Like, I think it's like, that's like the greatest thing ever. My mom stayed home with us as much as she could. She worked at night, you know, at nighttime, but during the day she was there for us. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how everybody else does it. I mean, I couldn't even do that. I think it'd be so heartbreaking for that not to be able to happen. Right. So then she started doing arts and crafts on Etsy. She did the Etsy thing before her MLM, and she just did fantastic. And she had her own store. Christmas time, Q4. Oh my gosh. She was so busy. But once again, it just got overwhelming to do that with trying to do everything with the kids. I don't know. I want to say, like, around after we got back from that trip, which was in Hawaii, not a bad trip, right?
Not a bad trip.
We would have never been able to go to Hawaii, ever. No way. And the fact that she earned that, I think she had, she had a lot of pride, and she was very proud of what she had done. And I was too. And the group of people that we hung out with were just, you know, it was so great, you know, to hang out with the top sellers, right? And learning the industry inside and outside and all that. But it came to an end. It was just too much work for all of us. And she one day decided to help me pack boxes while I was here.
Well, let me ask a question, because I think that's a good point. So you were at a point that something had to give, right?
Yeah.
One of your two things had to give. Either you had to give up what you were doing in addition, I mean, you're going to keep your job, but or she had to give up her thing.
Correct.
How does that discussion go, right? Because, I mean, it's just not, hey, you know, are you the man and you do as I say, you quit? Doesn't sound like your wife's going to stand for that. Or is it, hey, let's look to the future. What makes the most sense?
I think it was more of the time. So we were able to accomplish more doing FBA on the side than we were with the MLM. The MLM required a lot of personal coaching and all kinds of other aspects of things. Whereas with the FBA piece of it, we were able to knock that out. Or she would get most of it done before I would even get home. But you know, that one thing leads to another, right? She would get 8 or 9 boxes packed up, and I would come home with a car full of stuff.
I like this. I like where it's going.
I have a pretty decent SUV, and I would pack it to the ceiling. And I'm telling you, I would do this within a matter of an hour and a half after leaving work. I have plenty of options to source from on my way home, and maybe too many, I guess. But using the right tools, I was able to, we'll jump right into this. I was able to build lists before I went into the store. So if you walk into a store and you scan everything, like a lot of people tell you to, yeah, you'll find some hot ticket items. But if you walk into the store with a pre-built list, knowing what you're going to get, knowing where it's located, some websites actually tell you what aisle that product's actually in. And once you've been in these stores enough times, you know exactly the route to take to get in and get out as fast as possible.
Well, let's pause there, because I just had this discussion with Michael Ross. Michael Ross says the same thing. He's like, Steve, you know, I'm all wholesale or doing other things, but I still have a retail arb, some replenishables. He said it takes me what used to take him, you know, at 20 minutes to an hour. Now it's 5 minutes in, 5 minutes out, because he knows exactly what he's going to buy. He knows exactly where it's located. Kind of the same thing. Do you go to – so let's just use I'll use Home Depot just because I feel like it, right? So Home Depot, do you go to, if you know what you're going to buy from Home Depot, do you go to 3 or 4 Home Depots, or do you just say, okay, I'm going to buy this from Home Depot and I'm going to go over to Walmart and I know what to get here, and then I know what to get from Target, and I know what to get from Walgreens, I know what to get from, you know, JCPenney, blah, 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 blah. Which approach?
Wow, that's actually, it's a mix of everything, really. If I find something screaming hot at Home Depot, I got 3 of them on my way home.
So let's chase the product.
Absolutely. I can chase a product. On the other hand, I use tools like Flip, and I actually showed a couple people this app. it will give you all of your local daily flyers, the circulars, and you can go through it and you can actually click on items that you think would be relevant, and it'll highlight them, and then you can go back to them later. So if I have, like, say, the Home Depot ad, the Walgreens ad, the local grocery store ad, Meijer, Target, whoever, I can look and see what all those sales are without having to buy the paper on Sunday, right? Having two kids and trying to read the paper on Sunday morning, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't work.
Does not work. And you're able to select what you're interested in. If you've got a few minutes, you can do some quick research and figure out, hey, this is a good item. And then plan your route accordingly.
Because they're highlighted. So I want to make sure I'm clear on this, because I think this sounds like a pro tip in the making here. So again, I get my Target flyer and I look through it and I find six products. I look on Amazon. I see that there's a great opportunity for them. They look great. I'm able to click somehow on the image and it highlights it in yellow.
It does like a circle.
Okay. It puts a circle around it. So in essence, all right. So when I walk into my Target, I open my phone to the Flip app and I open it to Target. And right then and there, it shows me six items, right? Because you picked them that I'm going in to buy. And you just go in, grab your six items, and move on.
Or even better yet, you can add them. You can add them to your cart online, and if you have an account set up, or add them to a wish list. Then when you go into the store, just bring up your wish list. And like in Target's case, especially around Q4, they give you a discount for using that list, right? They scan the barcode, and it knocks off an extra percentage depending on what their promotion is.
So here's a pro tip, okay, for everyone, right? So if you tie that in with a good map sorting or map finder, right, and listen to David Hawkins if you're interested in knowing one, where you can literally put in the targets in your area, and it'll tell you the best route to go to get to them. Now you have that tied to this unbelievable app that you're suggesting, and you have become very, very efficient. You're forced to be efficient. You know, it's funny because somebody asked me, like, Steve, how's your retirement going? You got all that time now. I'm like, I have no time because I'm so disorganized. Where I was disciplined because I had no choice. You have no choice but to be disciplined, right? Focused. You have your minutes count.
Absolutely. 100%. Every minute. Every second. I mean, I'm usually falling asleep at night on the couch watching webinars or reading a book or, you know, and unfortunately it doesn't stick very well because it's so late. I'm so exhausted, but that's my time to work. Right. I mean,
you're filling yourself with good stuff rather than I remember my high school teacher telling me that TV is bubble gum for the mind, Steve, bubble gum for the mind. Anyway. Okay. Go ahead. You were going to give us another one.
Well, then you can take those items and you can look in like Target, Meijer, a lot of them have people that will go out and scour the best deals for you. And they actually have a website or a blog that says, hey, go to Target, buy this stuff. You can buy six of these for $1. And it's like,
what's the Target site? Because I know it. I mean, I've seen it.
There's two of them. There's Totally Target and I can't remember the other one. It's like... I can't think of the second one. Right,
well, they could Google it. But I agree with you. Yeah, it gives you the upcoming things, and it tells you, stack this coupon with this and that, and if you get it from, you know, General Mills, blah, 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 you can get this for 69 cents, right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of that kind of stuff.
Oh, then there's Crazy Coupon Lady who actually will give you alerts on your phone, you know, that, hey, I got, you know, wherever she's at, you know, she tells you where to go and what to buy. It's crazy.
It's a very efficient, inefficient business, right? It's efficient, but it's inefficient.
Yep.
I mean, you're technically, you are taking advantage of the arbitrage, right? The difference in price. That's truly what arbitrage is, right? The noise in between, and you're taking advantage of it, and not in a negative way, but that's an opportunity. And here's the deal. Full-time dad with a special needs son, professional job, has a house, has to maintain just like we all do, has to sleep, all the rest of that jazz. You were able to take this approach and build it to a $400,000 business. Have you sat back and thought about that?
No.
Because you think about the retailers in your downtown, they don't do $400,000. I'm here to tell you, majority of them do not do $400,000 of business.
I actually used to manage a small soccer shop nearby. And that's kind of where I got my retail experience from, knowing the lingo and knowing sales cycles and stuff like that. And also knowing that, you know, we had a Kohl's across the street, and they carried a lot of the same products that we did, and they shut us out, really. We couldn't, you know, you can only sell, you can't sell, you know, Adidas shorts at Keystone pricing when Kohl's across the street has got the same pair of shorts for, you know, 20-30% less because they get the kickbacks, right?
How many years did they have the $400,000 years?
The retail store?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they never.
Right,
they
never right. I mean, and yeah. I'm not downplaying them, and I don't mean to make fun of them. I'm just saying you personally, because of your perseverance, because of your focus, and because you felt like you had to step up for your family, which as a dad, I mean, I'm getting choked up thinking about it, because to see, you know, to know that your heart is in the right place, doing it for the right family, oh, it gives me the chills. As a dad and as a guy, as a friend, man, I applaud you. I hope more people hear that. But to build what you built on the side is a big deal, Paul. I mean, it really is. You know, I mean, I don't downplay it in any way. I mean, it is a huge accomplishment, and it takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hard work.
Well, and in fact, I am going to downplay it for a second here because I think I was losing that focus. And that is something that Robin Johnson kind of made me realize. I don't know if she even knows that.
Oh, good. Let me hear it because I'll tell her. I'll see her in a couple. I think I'm going to see her in New York in a couple weeks. So tell me.
Yeah, our conversation, she really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't see. And I probably would have never saw. Because a lot of times you're just blind to things. And unless you can have those types of conversations where someone makes you realize, and same with Scott, too. Scott, same thing, you know. Don't lose focus. Don't lose why you're doing this, you know. Because when you do, it just becomes a downward spiral. And bad things happen at that point, right?
Give me a tip. Give me a hint of what they. Give me one that you think that they gave you that put you back on, like started pointing you back towards the way.
I was speaking to Robin a lot about my wife.
Okay. Wow.
And her role. And she pretty much said, you know, you need to evaluate that. You need to think about how she feels about everything. Because, you know, I have, but not to the point in which I should have. And right before the conference, we had a little bit of headbutting.
Were you becoming selfish?
Oh yeah, 100%. I won't lie, for sure. I believe I was starting to chase the money. The things that should have mattered to me kind of, I don't want to say they were going away, but I just wasn't giving them the right amount of attention that I should have. And I have a golden opportunity and gem in front of me. My wife is very creative. She can do anything, and she has done amazing things. Two examples. I have given her two products that were not listed. One of them was a really big lot of something I had obtained from a store. They didn't exist. She created that listing. No keyword, no history, no nothing. Just took a picture of their phone, you know, followed the guidelines, wrote the descriptions up, and we sold them like hotcakes. And I'm talking like you wouldn't believe. Second item was something that I would never have ever thought ever would sell. But I bought a couple, and I said, hey, let's give it a try. She did the listing. Boom, gone. So, and once again, she doesn't use any tools. She's just using her creativity, right? And finally, the biggest thing that's going on right now, and I talked about this a lot at the conference and with Chris Green, and she took over my merch account.
Love it.
And I went and bought the Adobe tools. I learned Photoshop and Illustrator, and I was working with all the different podcasts and the books, and I was horrible at it. I could not sell a shirt for the life of me, right? I haven't went into the Design Pickle when they first came out. And John, I think Chris Green was promoting it on around a little bit after Christmas time. And jumped into that. I had great ideas. You know, I had some amazing shirts made. And I still couldn't sell one. I couldn't figure out why. It just didn't make any sense, right? So about 3 or 4 months ago, she says, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to try it. And I was like, whatever. I'm telling you, she's doing amazing stuff. Amazing work.
Did she have experience with Adobe, or did she self-learn?
Not a single second. I directed her to Jason Wilkie's Udemy course.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how far deep she got into it, but her thought was, I don't need this. I don't need this. I'm okay. And I referenced a Giddy Pig shirt let me back up a little bit. She took a picture of my dog and put some hamsters on it and some stars and some stuff for my daughter, just as a joke, and uploaded it. Bought one for my daughter. She sold like 10 or, I think 10 or 12 now? No, maybe not that many, but a bunch. How does someone take a random shirt
right.
of random stuff? No keyword. She's not using any keyword tools. Not yet. but she's doing fantastic. I think she's got to be doing 60, 70, 80 shirts now.
So when's the last time is that where the conversation went to? You didn't tell her, or were you taking it for granted?
I would think it was kind of one of those things where, it just wasn't, my eyes weren't open.
Okay.
You know, I was just so laser focused on OA and RA and, you know, getting stuff in and stuff out and, you know, not doing what I should be doing,
right.
basically.
Oh, I get there. You miss the appreciation moment and you kind of, you forget about it, you know, because you get into this lockstep. Hence the reason that a lot of marriages end up in trouble, because they miss those moments. And that's dangerous, right? But you recognize that, and you're suggesting that going to this conference, sitting between Scott and Robin, who's Robin's husband, speaks so highly of her.
Yeah.
I mean, I interviewed him, and what he says about her is just so phenomenal. And you were able to get that from that. Dude, that's a big deal. That's hard to admit as a guy, though, isn't it? It's hard to admit.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Oh, absolutely.
It
but
hurts.
It's the truth.
It's the God's honest truth.
It's the truth. So, the minute the conference was over and I'm at the airport, it's like it's changing. We're changing it now. It's time to go.
So what did you do? You went home and said what, bud? Tell me the whole thing, because I'm going to start crying. I might as well get it out. Go ahead.
I called my wife and I said, hey, we're gonna change this. It's time to change. We're gonna do this the right way. We're not gonna fill our house with inventory. We're gonna do what we need to do to make this whole situation better. I would really want her to take over the business, because I know with her creativity and with her expertise and everything, she can just take off.
When you said that to her, what was her reaction?
It was kind of like that. She didn't say like yes, let's do that, you know. It was more of kind of like, well, let's try it. You know what I mean? Like, let's, you know.
Was there a sigh, though? I mean, did you think she internally had a sigh like, oh, thank God he gets it?
It was either that or, oh, no, what's he doing to me?
Oh, okay, one or the other. But you know what? I mean, I think about it. My wife would be that way. She would be like, oh, thank God. She would tell her friends, thank God he finally figured out I was telling him what to do, and he finally heard me.
Oh, no. When I told her that, I wrote down everything that we're going to be doing. And when I told her that it was going to be implementing VAs and prep centers, she was thank you, right? Thank you.
Good. I tell the story that getting a warehouse saves a lot of arguments. Getting that stuff out of your house. Now, in your case, you're going to use a different warehouse, but it's the same concept. Just taking that out of your – because I believe your work and your life combine if you love it. It does.
Right.
but you don't want to be looking at it while you're sitting at the kitchen table. That's taking it to one step too far, right? You want to be able to
absolutely.
Yeah, and so what you're doing is really, you know, and that's a very common thing that I think people need to do is to sit back and say, you know, they might not pack as great as you, Paul. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't care.
Right, as long as they meet the requirements, quite frankly, there's nobody at Amazon saying, oh my God, Sheila, come over here. Stop. Paul's sending this box. Look at the way he, oh my God, look at this. And they stop the whole machine stopped. The robots even stopped to look, right? Everybody stops and says, oh my God, look at this box Paul did. It's masterful. It's Jenga, right?
Yeah.
But it's the truth. I'm joking about it, but it's the truth, right? As long as they meet the standard, quite frankly, what do you care? Because you bought help at a very low cost. You don't have to pay vacation wages. You don't have to pay workman's comp. You don't have to pay for all those other services. Right. I think it's genius, dude. Listen to how you sound. Let me ask you this question. A week ago, 10 days ago, the conversation wouldn't have been like this, would it?
No. No, it would have been a mess.
He would have been like, Steve, I don't know what to do. I'm thinking about leaving because I just don't think this is working, and I don't know how other people do it. I'm just not cut out for this, Steve.
Right. Yeah, I would have basically had to given up one or the other. There's no way it would have survived. No way.
Whew. Man, I'm just going to pause for a second because this is, hopefully, the breakthrough moment. This is what I was trying to convey from this stage when I was pitching everybody's stuff. It wasn't to benefit because, again, Steve doesn't benefit in any way other than I get to have a conversation with someone who now I'm going to be a friend with, who moved his business forward, who goes deeper in his marriage, who can spend more time with his family. I'm getting choked up again. Dude. Yeah. That's why I said what I said, that people, when you're speaking at these events, if you bring it all, you can change lives. And look at what's happened. Oh, my God. I'm getting...
It's great. It's only been 2 days. And I know, like, Jason's even talked. He's still on conference high, right?
Right.
It's so much better. Everything is so much better. And it's going to get even better from this point on. It's just, it's super, it's amazing.
Well, the good news is you can say no to stuff. It doesn't fit my model. Okay, boom. And that's the advice is that even though there's, Michael Ross will tell you about this in an episode coming out soon, there's little piles of money, right? You could look out into the world. We all have this gift, us who in this world, we see little piles of money everywhere. You get to say, no, this doesn't fit my model. No, it doesn't. Yeah, I can make money at it, but that doesn't fit my model. I've got a plan. I'm going to follow through from my plan. Dude, do you understand how big of a deal this is? Here's the key, though, is you're going to have a responsibility on the other end of this is to have this same conversation with somebody at a conference when you meet them and they're struggling because they're going to be at that same place you were.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you will have the opportunity to help going forward.
We can talk about it now if someone wants to.
I'll put your link out there to help because, you know, one of the big things is having an accountability, somebody else to say, hey, because you're going to hit a wall, right? You're going to hit the wall again. We all do. And you can, you can stop or you can go under it. You can go over it. You can go around it. But guess what? Somebody has hit that wall, the exact same wall.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on the other side of it. So if they can do it, why can't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, dude, I'm pumped. When you sit back now and think about yourself, right? When you do some self-evaluation, what's your biggest strength, do you think?
I'm very technical. So let's say when Tactical Arbitrage first came out and the XPath functionality was available,
right?
I went right for it. I figured that out. I had to figure it out, you know, and I did very quickly. I'm very good at that, and I'm also very let's go, let's get it done, let's go. So I'm good at that end.
What's the converse?
I don't want to say I have trust issues, but I do have anxiety, which makes it a little tougher for me to let go of things.
Okay.
Because change obviously is tough, and then obviously all the stuff that's happened in our lives so far. I can't fix it, but I need to do whatever I can to try to, right? And that letting go is probably the hardest hardest part.
Here's the key. Here's how you do it, right? You just set clear expectations, right? You talk to whatever prep center you're going to use, and you just say to them, hey, walk me through your standards. Okay, here's what I expect. Okay, am I on the same page? Am I asking for something unreasonable? And if they agree that it's not, then you hold them to that standard. They are not hitting that standard, you let them know and say, hey, what happened, right? They're not going to maliciously not hit the standard. Of course not. They just don't know it. And so you you communicate. And when they do a really great job, you communicate and you just say, hey, I just appreciate what you guys are doing. I have my UPS store. I tell them every single time I'm in there because they'll receive pallets for me, believe it or not. And I'm always I just appreciate what you guys do for me. Thank you so much. Bring them coffee, bring them whatever. And that goes a long way, right? Absolutely. However, he's right to tell me, Steve, you got to get this stuff out of here. You know, I don't have the room or whatever. You know, he'll hold me to a standard too. That's fair.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a two-way street. Absolutely. 100%. It's not just you. Right.
So you're focused right now. You've got a focus and you've got that, as they say, you've got that conference high, but it sounds like you've already written a plan. And you've gone even deeper in the plan, right? You've actually put some strategy how to enact those plans, right? And to get that done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What tools do you use? You mentioned that you're up reading books or listening to podcasts and things. What are you using to help you stay focused?
Oh, staying focused. That's my problem, really. I'm kind of all over the place.
Well, you're going to turn off some things, I hope, right? I mean, that's one of the things. I spoke to a couple of guys this weekend. They're saying, well, my biggest challenge is OA. I can't really do it well. And I'm like, dude, who says you have to do it? I mean, just stop.
Right.
Just stop. Okay. What's your next decision? Where else can I help you?
No, right before we left for the conference, we found some great wholesale sources that my wife called.
I'm Sarah and Emily. You know, there's a common theme here, dude.
Oh yeah, there is, and I support it 2,000%, really. And she's grabbed the catalogs. She has. Brought up many ideas. She actually put together a great bundle that we're actually going to be shipping out hopefully this week. That I'm excited just to see what it does because I know it's going to do well, and then it's just going to rocket from there. I know it. It's just going to be.
But even if it doesn't, you did it together, dude.
As a
family, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're working on your relationship where most guys would avoid it because they're struggling or whatever. You're working on your relationship. I hope somebody hears that. That's what it takes right there. You're working together. She wants you to be successful, right? Of course.
Oh, of course. Oh,
and
absolutely.
So the fact that you're working on it, love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Hmm.
All right, so that's going well. What else?
Yeah. I kind of want to, gloat and brag a little bit about how, what FBA has done for us. Maybe if somebody is thinking about getting started and, I can't do this. And so, my son has special needs, right? And we had some major challenges. One was a vehicle. He's growing. He's five. He's strong and he's big. And my wife, we had an SUV, the one I'm using now. She was hurting herself getting him in and out of the car four, five, six, seven, eight times a day. So we had I always wanted a Jeep and I was like, I go buy this Jeep now. Right. But a Jeep does us no good. Right. Mm. So we went and got a new minivan. Right. How great is that? The doors automatically open and it is fantastic. And on top of that, this year we have been able to put up a fence or we are in the progress of putting up a fence. Because he's a runner,
right?
And he's silent. And the minute you turn your back, he's gone.
Right.
So for my wife also, that's a huge challenge during the day because she's trying to keep the dog in the yard and my daughter in the yard and keep him fed, give him a glass of milk. And they don't want to go inside, Now we can do that. But my biggest pride and joy, and if you guys know me on Facebook, is the swing set. That I had put up. I just got it done yesterday. And it is by far, it made me so happy to be able to just go get it, build it, And in the time frame that I have a little story maybe that we could utilize that I've also kind of integrated tools and ideas that I use in the business at the same time. Because as I'm building this, I'm thinking about the business also at the same time, right?
Mm.
And it is really cool. I don't know. I'm kind of proud of it. Why not, right?
I'm looking at the picture of your swing set. It's unbelievable. I will have the picture on my website because it's just so cool. I will save that picture because it's – look at the size of that thing. I'm coming to hang out. I could definitely that's awesome.
The slide is so fast that I wasn't paying attention yesterday. It was like the inaugural slide, right, from the top. And I bailed off. It was really funny. And the kids and my wife were laughing at me for about an hour, you know. Because they didn't expect Dad to mess up, right? And I did. Oh, I took a spill. It was great.
But that just makes you human, and that makes it even more fun. Dude, as a dad, you're intense, your focus on your family, I applaud. Rather than walk, I mean, you know what? I'm gonna put it out there. There are people that would walk away from this. It's too hard. Give up.
It is.
It's too hard.
But I was losing that. I was losing that, to be honest. Yeah, I was losing that. And being able to talk to the people makes you think about it. But then when it's put in front of you and you see it, it's like, okay, all right, it's time. It's time to go. So it's go time. It's going to be, I have, no matter what happens, if next year we are triple, whatever, what we did the year before, great. If we're not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it was number one, it was fun. And it's fun to build something together. You know, I mean, I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm just super excited.
Well, your son had to I'm talking about the swing set for a second. First, he had to be the anticipation of it. But the business is, I know what you said.
That too.
You know, you built that with your wife. You're building it with your wife, who's clearly, you know, I hate to say it, better than you at some of this business, in fairness.
I think she's better at it overall than I am. Even after all of the stuff I've read and done, don't get me wrong, I knew nothing about any of this, October of 2015. I mean, minus the book I should have, acted on back in 2005, I didn't know any of it, really. But she didn't do all this, you know, drinking from the fire hose. She just went for it.
Dude, I love it. I love the story. I love the focus, and I guarantee you there are going to be a whole bunch of people that are going to connect with this and hopefully reset themselves. So, you know, I always ask for people how they get unstuck, right? I always ask for a point, you know, when I close, you know, hey, give us a tip or trick to get unstuck. But I want to go back because I think the tip is so powerful. Spend the money, and this isn't cheap, to go to a conference. It wasn't cheap. It's $400, $500, $600. You got to fly there. You got to eat. You got to take some Ubers. You got to get around. It is an investment. And if you put yourself out there, meaning you be real, and you be real as a guy and admit that you lost your focus, right? That's hard to do. I don't know everything. I'm not perfect. And if you bear your emotions like you do and you talk to smart people like Robin and Scott, and they exist at every conference. Matter of fact, they're probably 100 of those people there, and they help bring you back around. That's how you get unstuck, right? They remind you of your why. Is that the way you would come back to the whole thing and say, I didn't learn anything new. I just learned to go back and look at my why. If you would close it out in that, is there a more succinct way to say it?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
That's it.
Absolutely. Don't forget why you're doing it.
And just keep coming back to that. I'm doing this Headspace thing. Dan Thompson got me on this Headspace routine, right? I'm doing it every day. And he says, look, this morning's was, you know, they talk about a blue sky. And then he said, you know, hey, some clouds come in. But you know what? On the other side of the clouds, there's a blue sky. And don't lose track of that, right? So when you drift, just come back to it again and just keep coming back to it. And I think that's the point, is that you keep coming back to your why. So the minute you start to get distracted, Paul, you know where to go, right back to center. And oh my God, I'm getting the chills. Dude, I think it's so awesome. Now, you've told me that you would be available to give advice if somebody has to. I can put your contact information out there on the
Absolutely.
Site. Oh, dude.
Absolutely.
That's just awesome.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Man, I am blown away. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to keep up with how you're doing. Of course, you can reach out to me anytime. And I will share with Paul and Robin both, and Scott, all of them,
yeah.
because it's just so
yeah.
important that they, because I know sometimes they feel the crunch, you know, this is another conference, you know, and I'm saying it again, I hope somebody listens. Well, you're a great example of somebody who's listened. Man, I wish you awesome. Nothing but success. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody that was at the conference, my 300 new friends. Thank you so much. It was unbelievable. That's all I can say. And thank you all, every single one of them. You all know who you are.
Awesome. And we're clear. Now we're clear. Hold on. Let me turn that off.
All right.
I hope you understand why I moved this one up, because everybody comes off those conferences with a high, and very few people take action. Well, guess what Paul did? And that's what you could be on the other side. So if you're at that place of stuck, look what can happen if you just put your head down and do the work. Get the distractions out. Admit you need help. Talk to your significant other. Talk to a friend. Reach out. Reach out to one of the people at the conference and say, hey, I need some help. You know, I just don't have it all figured out, because guess what? There are a lot of people who don't have it all figured out. And look at what can happen. Man, I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. Again, I thank Paul and Travis. It was a great conference. And I think, you know, there's no doubt they'll be successful with everyone because of the way the details were done. Those little things that they made so easy that, you know, a lot of people take for granted. I don't, because I know how hard it is. And so I just applaud them. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Also follow me on Instagram. Man, I'm digging Instagram. I'm over 1,000 followers now. And I post things that I don't post elsewhere. And I love things that I see throughout the day, different events. And I just think it's a great place to communicate. Just reach out to me there. ecommercemomentum.com and ecommercemomentum on Instagram. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.